Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blixen and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So
yes, just three more sleeps till the big guy comes to town. And as you're driving about this morning on your commute, 4th and Louvain, about 20 minutes ago, I heard the lights were out there. It had become a four-way stop. It was just flashing lights. I know, too, it's been a four-way on Sass Drive in Hamilton for a few days. The lights have been out there, I think, since last Wednesday. It's not fixed yet, and I hope the fix wasn't part of the budget cuts that the city announced, but... kind of annoying on the morning commute, especially because Sass Drive is such a busy thoroughfare before work, after work, too. But if you see anything this morning, want to share, 1-877-300-7275. We are calling the North Pole one last time for your kids to talk to Santa. Calling the North Pole, Santa Claus! Are you there, Santa? Oh, we got a bad connection to Santa there.
Good morning.
Oh, there you go, Santa. Woo-hoo. I didn't know if we were going to get through for you. Hello, Santa.
We made it, Greg. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm well. You must be exhausted because you've been working so hard with your elves, and now in just three more sleeps, you're coming. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready, Greg. I'm not exhausted. I'm full of energy.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. I wonder, there's a lot of flu bug going around in Saskatchewan here, Santa. Do your elves ever call in sick?
They do sometimes, Greg, but you know what? They don't usually get the flu or anything like that. It's a very odd time. But you know what it mostly is? It's the giggles.
The giggles?
They can't stop laughing, so they have to call in sick.
Wow.
And stay in bed and tell they're able to regain their themselves again and stop laughing so much.
I can relate to that. Sometimes somebody has a good giggle and it's infectious. The other one giggles too. So, okay, I can see how it hits all your elves. Santa, what's so hard about being Santa Claus? It seems like a great job, but what is the hardest part of being you?
Oh, that is a really good question. Wow. Let me think about that for a minute. For the most part, it's really easy being Santa because it's all about people being happy and sharing the love of the season and everything else. So really, it's pretty easy. But the hardest part for me is coming into a house that smells like fresh cookies and being able to contain myself.
You need self-control, don't you, Santa?
Oh, do I ever.
All right. Well, Santa, the phones, you're starting to jam up here. So let's go talk to some kids. And I believe Mom has got Mom Robin. Hello, Robin, are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Who have you got with you, Mom?
I've got Thea with me.
Thea, say hello to Santa Claus.
Hello.
Hello, Thea. How are you this morning?
Good.
Are you all ready for Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you like for Christmas this year?
Robux.
Robux. Oh, that's a big item. Have you been good all year?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have. I know.
Do you have a question for Santa, Thea?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Do you remember your question?
Yeah.
Okay,
what kind of cookies do you like?
What kind of cookies do I like? Oh, boy, you know, Santa loves all cookies. I'll tell you, every cookie from all over the world. But my favorite is probably shortbread.
Ooh, yes.
I can't get enough of that.
All right, Thea, Merry Christmas. Do you want to say Merry Christmas to Santa goodbye?
Yeah.
All right,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Thea.
Okay. Bye, Thea. Thank you so much for calling. Vanessa has got a five-year-old. Hi, Vanessa, you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, well, introduce us to who's with you.
Yeah, Kinsley's here to say hi to Santa.
Hello, Kinsley. Santa's on the air with you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Kinsley. How are you? What would you like Santa to bring you for Christmas this year?
Baby dolls, and a ball goes back up and a Bluey airplane.
Oh, Bluey airplane is cool. I like that.
Those are
and number markers too.
Markers as well, okay.
And markers as well, okay. Have you got a question for Santa?
Yeah.
What's your question?
Are the reindeers all ready?
Oh, boy, are they ready. They've been doing test runs all over the place. Maybe you've seen them in the sky. Greg, have you seen them out there at all? Fly over Regina.
The odd time. You were talking to kids the other evening, and I thought I saw them fly over Saskatchewan. Yes, you guys practice a lot.
Oh, yeah, you got to watch out, especially at night, Kinsley. You might even see them in the next couple of days before Christmas Eve.
Well, Kingsley, thanks so much for calling Santa Claus, all right?
You Merry Christmas.
Appreciate it. Santa, we'll see you in three more sleeps, Santa. Bye-bye.
Blue Christmas. Without you, I'll be so blue just thinking.
My friend Rusty Sobchak gave me a text yesterday and said, Greg, give a shout out to all the dedicated locals who ensure that the Lang Rink gets freshly painted with all the lines and that ice is in great condition. Yeah, the Lang Rink, that's the one where the stairs come down from the top for the dressing room. A lot of locals got together and to ensure the ice is all painted up now, so it's rocking. All the outdoor rinks around Regina are going to be rocking over the Christmas holidays. Now the kids are out of school as well. And that includes, too, Victoria Park. They've put the rink downtown. And warm-up shelter hours vary, but you can check out the city website for that, too. There was a big hockey game at the Cooperators on the weekend, the annual Sirens Cup, where the Regina Police take on the Regina Firefighters. 4-3, the Police won. The Battle of the Badges. It's a fundraiser. I think they do it for Saskatchewan Cancer. And it did get a little intense. Here there was even a fight that broke out, got a little chippy, but they all shook hands at the end of it. That's the main thing. But it's cool to see, tight action like that at the Sirens Cup. But yeah, RPS won it this year. If you didn't watch Saturday Night Live over the weekend, you missed a good episode. I thought it was really good. Ariana Grande was hosting. One of the must-see moments from the show, you'll have to Google this. It is a little violent. And it's probably rated PG, but they gave Home Alone the ending we all deserve.
So, what did you do the whole time you were alone, Kev?
Oh, just hung around.
Well, now we have plenty of time to hear about Kevin's little adventures. Oh. Now, let's all put our coats away.
Wait, Dad! I forgot to take down the...
Yeah, it does not end well for Dad there. The family comes home, but Kevin hasn't had time to take all the booby traps down, and his family runs into all of them, just as you see in the movie, and a rather violent end. It's violent, but it's pretty darn funny. The holiday rush is on. The Regina Airport already starting to bustle a lot more than it ever did even last week. They're really recommending you arrive 2 hours before your flight. That's even domestically now, too, because security is so much busier and it's a little slower as they go through carry-on. And if they find any items that are gift-wrapped, well, then they have to unwrap them. So if you're taking gifts with you in your carry-on, keep them unwrapped. If you're checking luggage, that's fine if they're in there. But have some patience, you know, you got out there and you're playing and you're going to have to get a de-ice. There's longer lineups. There's flight delays. I know some friends who were coming home from Mexico on the weekend, their flights delayed till the next day and had to be rerouted through Winnipeg. Always seems to be some sort of a delay these days when you fly. Just not as easy as it used to be. Meanwhile, if you missed it late Friday, combined with a library and utility hikes, the average homeowner is going to be paying something like $465 more per year next year. Joining me is City Hall reporter Jeff Smith. Jeff, the mayor, said he wasn't expecting that, but in a 6-5 vote, he was one who voted for it. So What were the yes voters saying in support of this?
It's interesting because, you know, there were some counselors who said that this is what it costs, or other counselors who said we can get this down. Of course, originally we knew what the city administration had put forth as what it would cost to be basically status quo. And then on Wednesday, Mayor Chad Buczynski introduced this package of amendments that would take it down to 10.73. They actually ended up slightly above that, but pretty close, right? So from 15.69, it ended up at 10.9. The mayor, Buczynski, saying that, in his opinion, the tax rates have been artificially low for the last several years, and the math is what he said.
Transit fare hike, parking ticket hikes coming in the new year, but what are we going without? What did they cut?
Well, one thing you're going to see disappear in the new year is parking meters downtown. That doesn't mean you won't be paying to park downtown. It means you just won't be able to plug a meter anymore. You'll only have cashless options. Those sandboxes that everybody was talking about last week during the stormy weather, we're not going to have those anymore. They'll be going away. Things like parks maintenance. Some parks are going to get less maintenance. They're not going to be watered as much. And that's probably something that's going to be noticeable during a Regina summer.
Jeff Smith from City Hall last week. It was a close vote, 6-5-4. Councillors against, Rasevich, Siklis, Burton, Zakidniak, and Bezo voted against. What were some of their comments or feelings? Did you catch any from them?
Well, I mean, it's interesting to see, you know, just how hard it is. I mean, many councillors wanting to make cuts, other councillors not wanting to make cuts. But just as an example of the kind of debate we had all week, Jason Mancinelli on the last day introduced the closure of the Massey Pool. Now, that's in the list of potential cuts. It's a pool that goes back to the mid-60s. It's at the end of its life. They struggle to get it open every year. Every spring before the season, they check it out, and it's got cracks in it that have to be patched up, and they think that it's one year they're just not going to be able to close it. It's going to fail. But his motion to close it permanently failed. They decided, including Councillor Rasevich, who pointed out that it's in his ward, and there aren't a lot of other city services in that Whitmore Park Hillsdale area. So they voted not to close that pool. So that's just an example, almost a microcosm of the kind of debates that they had all week. Other things that they tried to cut, they found that there were maybe provincial or federal dollars attached, and it would be very difficult to figure out. Other things like, of course, the indoor aquatic facility, that needed unanimous consent to reconsider, and they didn't get that consent to do that. Of course, contracts have already been signed for that, and it's in progress. And there were other examples of things like that as well, such as winter funding winter activities. The Frost Festival was on the table, but they said, well, look, we're already selling tickets for that. It would be a big hassle to go back on that now. So that's another one that didn't go ahead.
Well, I appreciate all the time you spent last week at City Hall. And sincerely, I appreciate it. $460-ish more per year next year coming for homeowners on average. I appreciate the time. Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome.
Countdown to Christmas is on. Just three more sleeps and the kids are out of school now. And if you're looking for ways to overcome the boredom factor, well, the movies are showing matinees now. And Avatar Fire, yeah, it is just on fire, this movie. $345 million worldwide.
Whatever happens to me, protect this family forever.
End of the line, Jake.
Avatar Fire and Ash.
Yeah, now choosing how you want to watch it is part of the conversation, too, if you're a movie lover. Fire and Ash is in the Kramer IMAX Theater, and it's running in HFR, high frame rate. While most movies are shown at 24 frames per second, this new one at the IMAX, at least, is 48 frames per second. And why is that a big deal? Well, James Cameron says higher frame rate appears smoother. It reduces motion blur and increases the clarity of all the action scenes, resulting in a more immersive and lifelike viewing experience. So joining me now is a resident movie critic, Brett Buster. You feel the same way?
I don't. I really hate the high frame rate stuff. I saw Avatar The Way of Water in high frame rate, and I honestly was so distracted that I felt like I didn't even see the movie. I had to go to it again in 24 frames, and I was like, oh, there we go. So I actually avoided the high frame rate, Greg, and I went to the Southland. Not a second of high frame rate.
So if it's not high frame rate, it's 24 frames per second. And that's what everyday movies that we see are filmed in?
That's what movies have been since the dawn of cinema. They keep trying to screw with it and say that high frame rate.
James Cameron is a mega director. How does he say it's better and you say no? Do you know better than James Cameron?
In this instance, I do. I mean, he's not the only one. Guillermo del Toro tried this with the Hobbit movies and people hated it back then. High frame rate, it should be reserved for video games, which is what it is. You can play a computer game at 60 frames per second, but you're the guy in the driver's seat, so it's normal. Movies, it doesn't look cinematic. It looks like everything's moving too quickly, and it looks hyper real to the point where it looks like you're watching a commercial. And to me, it's not cinema. It's not cinematic, and I'm distracted. I'm not into the high frame rate.
How long ago was Top Gun Maverick?
Three years ago.
And then it was released DVD. And new TVs, often when you buy them, are on this high frame rate already, and people won't like it necessarily. And they actually said upon the release of Maverick this.
The unfortunate side effect is that it makes most movies look like they were shot on high-speed video rather than film. Now, this is sometimes referred to as the soap opera effect. Most HD TVs come with this feature already on by default, and turning it off requires navigating a set of menus with interpolation often referred to by another brand name. Filmmakers are working with manufacturers to change the way video interpolation is activated on your television.
And I agree with Tom Cruise. I turned that setting off on my TV as well.
Okay. Let's get to Avatar. Big hit at the box office over the weekend. Does it take long to kick into the action?
I think there was a good 25 minutes before like the first major action sequence, which was very impressive. I got to say, that first scene was crazy.
I read one critic said the Darien rescue mission scene is one of the best climactic moments of a movie he's seen in quite some time.
I did really enjoy the rescue scene. However, I thought that that was the climax. And then when there was still an hour to go, I was like, oh dear.
How long is this movie?
3 hours and 15 minutes. Honestly, only a few minutes longer than The Way of Water. So it's not that crazy. I will say this, Greg. I was never bored. I was locked in. The time did fly by. But that last hour really soured me on the whole movie. I was ready to call this
unnecessary.
I was ready to call this better than The Way of Water. And then it went for another hour. And then honestly, they just recycled the same movie. The climaxes of both these movies are identical. If you had them on two screens side by side, I wouldn't be able to tell you which movie I'm watching. It's the same battle, the same setting. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. I loved the new villain. She was great. I finally felt like there were some stakes. But then they just recycled the same movie, and I don't think it's going to do the numbers. And if it stops here, I'm good.
It's going to be interesting because Disney would love it to have another movie because, you know, there's Avatar Land in the Animal Kingdom
which
in
is
Florida.
Great.
And they're
it.
Building Avatar Land now in California at Disney there, too. Did you know there's a 9-hour cut of this new Avatar movie rumored to be turning into a limited series on Disney Plus down the road?
Oh, man, I will not be watching that.
I don't think I will be either. Incidentally, this one's in 3D, too.
Yep.
Was that good?
The 3D is incredible, and the visuals are incredible. Just avoid the high frame rate if you can. Like I said, I saw the Southland.
How do you know if you're stepping into a theater with high frame rate? The IMAX says that's what we're delivering. What about the other theaters?
When you look to buy your ticket, which I didn't know until I bought one of my tickets, it'll literally say HFR in like where all the stuff is, where it says 3D, you know, Dolby Surround, subtitled. It'll say HFR, and that's your warning bell.
Giving it a 7 out of 10, the new Avatar from resident movie critic Brett Buster. Thanks for your time, buddy. CJME News Time now is 8:28.